الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى محمد رسول الله والذين معه وشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى إن في الجسد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن في الجسد لمضغة إن صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإن فسدت فسد الجسد كله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام ألا هي القلب ألا هي القلب ألا هي القلب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحب لقاء الله أحب الله لقاء ومن كره لقاء الله كره الله لقاء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Allah. My dear respected brothers and elders and the sisters upstairs, you know, on the day of Friday, every Friday in the Fajr Salah, after Fajr Salah, we have this short hadith session. So in which every Friday I discuss with everyone, I mention everyone what are the virtues of good deeds. So today I mentioned these ayats of Safat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is mentioning, He is picturing us a scene of Akhirat in Surah Safat. And this is happening when the people of Jannat are already there in Jannat and people of Jahannam are already there in Jahannam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينٍ بَيْضَاءَ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِمِينَ Meanwhile, the party is going to be on. Meanwhile, the party is on. They are drinking, they are having fun, and they are sitting next to each other, in front of each other. Party is on. They are حُورَعَيْنَ all over the place. كَأَنَّهُنَّ بَيْضٌ مَكْنُونَ They are fresh, they are white, they are beautiful. As if diamonds, they look like diamonds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among them. So meanwhile all of this will happening, a person, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ So some of them will talk to some of them. So they will ask each other questions. So they will remember the life they have lived in this world. Whatever happened in this world, whatever they went through in this world, they will still remember. And I told them that, you know, the scientists, they say that right now, every human being in this very world only uses 2.5 or 3% of his brain. Rest 97% is asleep. It's not used. And they say, you know, Einstein, when they checked his brain, it was used 11%. That's why he did so many discoveries. So ulama has written this, that right now whatever we are enjoying and whatever we are experiencing is just because of this 2.53% of brain, which is away. Before one will enter into Jannat, Allah will wake 100% mind up. Imagine, then the fun you will have, then the joy you will experience. So they will remember whatever happened in the world, whatever friendships they had, whatever relationships they had, whatever they gone through. So one of them will say, قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ One of them will say that I had a very close friend. And he used to say to me, يَقُولُ أَيْنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ You really believe in all of this? Hereafter and Jannah, Jahannam, you really believe in this? Really? Is it true? You really believe in Allah? You really believe in rewards? You really believe that bad, committing sins, causes harm. You really believe in all of this? أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينٌ That we are going to, when we are going to be dead and turn into dust, we are going to be held accountable again. We are going to stand before Allah. You really believe in this? So he will say, قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُطَّلِعُونَ Do you know where he is? This friend of mine is missing, he is not here. Do you know where he is? فَاطَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ So when they will look for him, they will find him in the depth of Jahannam. And then he will call out to him and he will say, تَاللَّهِ إِن كِتَّ لَتُرْدِينَ You were really close to put me there too. وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ If Allah would have not blessed me, if I wouldn't have this blessing of Iman and A'mal by Allah, لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ I would have ended up in Jahannam like you also. أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ كَيَا هَمْ مَرَنِي Didn't we die? Didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wake us up again? Didn't we resurrect it again? Then my dear brothers, he will say, pointing towards the Jannah, to him, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ This is the greatest success. And then he will say, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ Those who want to do something for those who are doing, they need to do something for this. A person needs to be living his life for this. This is real success. Anyway, so فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ عَمَلْ This is the greatest entity of our life. So every Friday I emphasize all the brothers who come early for Friday Salah. They take their time out. That Friday is a special day of A'mal. The deeds are increased on Friday. A'mal are highly accepted on Friday. So I recommend all of the brothers that on Friday we are told to do 4 A'mal at least, which we get from the numerous ahadith. The first A'mal which needs to be done on Friday is making preparation of Friday as early we can. And at least trying to be in the masjid before the first azan is called. That is the first thing. Second thing is, my dear brothers, is reciting Surah Kahf. There are numerous virtues of reciting Surah Kahf. Greatest virtue is the one who recites frequently Surah Kahf on every Friday. He is going to be saved, protected from the greatest fitna of Dajjal. No Nabi has come, no Prophet has come to the face of this earth and not warned his nation about the great fitna of Dajjal. That huge of a fitna it is. Trial it is. Test it is. So when one is saved from that great, then from small things he's going to be saved already. So that's the second thing, Surah Kahf. Third thing we need to be doing on Friday is offering Salatul Tasbih. There's a long hadith. Whoever wants to learn can come to me and I will teach him how to offer Salatul Tasbih. All of the sins which are done intentionally, unintentionally, openly, hiddenly, knowingly, unknowingly, all of the sins are forgiven when you offer Salatul Tasbih. The one you have done and the one you will do, all of the sins are forgiven. And then the fourth amal which needs to be done on Friday is excessive salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Excessive. Kasrat se duru. Kasrat. Kasrat in Arabic starts from 3. So at least 300 if we will offer, if we will send, that's called kasrat. And then we can do as much we can, the door is open. So my dear brothers, this is what those brothers who come early, I'm requesting them, you know. From next Friday we'll try to come more as much early we can and we try to be doing all of these amal. And then, my dear brothers, what I wanted to talk to everyone about today is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this heart in our chest. And this heart, it has physical characteristics also and spiritual characteristics also. So physical characteristics, that's the medical field. It pumps the blood and it beats and all of that. But it has spiritual characteristics also. We have been talking about this since last 3-4 Fridays. But my dear brothers, what I wanted to talk to everyone about today, what I want to share everyone today is this heart in Arabic is called qalb. And qalb is something which flips frequently, which turns quickly. So this heart is called qalb because it's quick, it quickly flips. It quickly turns around. You'll see this, that a person is interested in something and all of a sudden the interest is gone. He becomes disinterested. A person is not interested in something and all of a sudden he becomes interested in that. Heart turned around. Especially with the kids it happens a lot. A child comes and all of a sudden he starts to asking the parents that I want to learn karate. Bhai, what happened? What happened? Why do you want? My friends are learning karate. They are talking about this karate. I want to learn it too. When I was in Chicago in this madrasa, so we were teenagers, 16, 17, 18, learning the deen, learning the books. So this student who was my roommate, he was 25 years old and he was memorizing Quran. So I asked him, how did you come here? He was from Seattle. So he said, I was in medical college and 2-3 years were done. So some of them were left, some years were left. So I took a year or 2 years off to memorize Quran. I said, how? Why? So he said, once Ramadan was there, it was Ramadan and there were students who were leading Tarawih. So I just saw them reciting Quran. So I got this passion from them. I should be reciting like that too. Heart became disinterested in something and interested in something else. So he said he left the medical college, came all the way to Chicago just to memorize Quran. Then nothing stopped him. There is a saying in Arab, among Arabs, وَلِن نَاسِ فِي مَا يَعْشِقُونَ مَذَاهِبُ. That people, of whatever they are passionate about, they find their ways. They find their ways. So my dear brothers, one of the greatest characteristic of this heart, spiritual characteristic, is being passionate about something, interested in something. Now this is the greatest job and greatest miracle of prophets. This is what they do. That they take hearts which are passionate about dunya, interested in dunya, and they fill their hearts with the passion of Allah, passion of akhirah, passion of jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can talk about his seerah, we can talk about his miracles, lot of miracles, lot of things he did in his life. But the greatest thing which needs to be highlighted in his seerah, in his biography, greatest thing among his, greatest miracle among his miracles, that he did not took some Muslims and made them better Muslims. He took that group of people who were worst among the mankind and made them who? Made them who? Every Friday we hear, Khairul khala'iqi ba'd al-anbiya. Best among the humanity after the anbiya. They fill their hearts with the interest and passion of akhirat, passion of Allah. My dear brothers, we can talk about deen for days, days, and we can listen to talks. But when this heart is not passionate about Allah and akhirat, everything is useless. I can tell you a whole lot of rewards of amal, but when this heart is not passionate, my dear brothers, when passion comes, when interest comes, the same joy and ecstasy you feel earning money, you feel it earning rewards, earning good deeds. You know, I have been in this field of imamat since last 8-9 years. I don't remember this. That anybody come to me and says, how can I raise my levels in Jannat? How can I earn more rewards? How can I get more close to Allah? I don't remember. I don't recall. I have been I have been inquired and I have been meeting people who are asking me, how can I raise my bank account? I have financial problems, I have this, health issues and these. How can I get rid of this? But no passion, no interest of akhirat. So my dear brothers, this is the greatest job of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. They take people's hearts and they fill them with the interest and passion of akhirat. And this flame of interest, this flame of passion, my dear brothers, has been carried out from generation after generation till today. From one heart to the other, it has been carried out. That's why, my dear brothers, and this comes only through hearts. This is the only problem we need to, this is the only thing we need to recognize, we need to understand. That we need to be in the company of those people who are interested and passionate about Akhirat, about Allah. Because my dear brothers, this one hadith I recited in the beginning. I want everyone to pay attention to this hadith. Every one of us has to die and meet Allah. Many verses of the Quran in which Allah is warning us of that. Allah is expressing this expression. كُلٌّ إِلَيْنَا رَاجِعُونَ ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ تُرْجَعُونَ You are going to be returned towards us. You are going to meet us. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَ فُرَادَ كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً You are going to come as alone like you have came to this world alone. You are going to come. And then my dear brothers, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. مَنْ أَحَبَّ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ The one who is passionate and interested in the meeting of Allah, who has lived this life with the passion of meeting Allah and pleasing Allah. أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ Allah is also waiting for him to meet him. Allah is also passionate, Allah is also loving that moment to meet him. And my dear brothers, when a person is passionate about dunya, and running towards dunya and totally neglecting deen and totally neglecting the meeting of Allah. My dear brothers, how can he be interested in meeting Allah when he has put all of his time, his energy and his effort in dunya? He has earned, he has made these businesses, he has made these palaces. How can he be interested in akhirat? How can he be interested in the meeting of Allah? So this comes in a hadith. That when this person who has lived this life attaching himself to dunya, when the death will come to him, the angel will ask his soul to come towards Allah and leave this dunya. So his soul will not want to come out. His soul, I have all of my life earning is here, where are you taking me? So at that moment, his soul will hate to meet Allah. And this is the expression told to us in hadith. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ That person who is hating to meet Allah, كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ Allah is also hating to meet him. Allah does not want to meet him either. كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَهُ So my dear brothers, this is our greatest need of our time. See, if the parents are passionate, if the teachers are passionate about akhirat, about deen, this passion will itself will transfer into the children. You don't need to ask them to offer salah, to recite Quran, to do good deeds, to stay away from haram. You don't have to ask. Our teachers, they never asked to dress like this. They never asked to put the turban on our head. Never asked. They just put into our hearts so much passion about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about copying him, that itself it came into our heart that we should dress like this. We should offer our 5 times salah in the masjid. Itself it came. Just the passion. So my dear brothers, one of the greatest opportunity to earn this passion and earn this interest is coming up on the 15th of November. That we are calling this Shaykh from New Jersey who has been accompanying other mashayikh in Pakistan and other countries for decades. I have been really close to him and we have spent time together also. I know him very well. I humbly request from everyone, this is a great opportunity and this is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That He said, Oh who you have believed, ittaqullah, fear Allah and wakunu ma'a as-sadiqin, and be, make yourself in the company of righteous people. Provide yourself the company of pious people, righteous people. So you can earn. What did the Mufassirin said after that? Kunu ma'a as-sadiqin hatta takunu min as-sadiqin. You be amongst the righteous so you can become righteous. You know, there's a kharbuzi. Cantaloupe. You know, this fruit is this cantaloupe. If it's not ready to be eaten, it's when it's green, what they do? They just put this rotten one, the one which is not ready, with the one which is ready. They just put it with the yellow one. Being in the company of the yellow one, it takes the color itself. You don't have to join any cable, you don't have to do anything. It just takes it right like that. So all the human beings are like that. All the deen we have, my dear brothers, in our life is just because of company of a righteous person. We have company in our parents, whatever deen they had, it had transferred over. So my dear brothers, we have to open our hearts for entire deen, and with this open heart, we have to accompany the righteous people. So the deen will come, inshallah. So two announcements I have. That one is that everyone should mark their calendars and have their in their minds that on the 15th of November, the Shaykh is coming. He will be doing programs in the whole weekend, Friday and Saturday. We have the schedule out there. And then every first Sunday of the month in November, Brother Yusuf will also announce that we are starting this community breakfast. At least in the weekends, we can try offering Fajr Salah in the masjid. So we can taste what taste, sweetness Allah has kept in Fajr Salah. So we can have Fajr Salah together, some short khadra, and then we can have breakfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.